This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, Detroit has a lot of vacancies. We knew that, but we didn't know exactly how many vacancies. Well, that's until this week when a project called the Motor City Mapping Project will have counted exactly how many abandoned properties there are in Detroit. The project's been using smartphone apps to take pictures of abandoned buildings and then log them in a mapping database. The technology was created by Loveland Technologies. They've been delivering information to the public about Detroit's land and buildings for years. Before they got involved in the Motor City Mapping Project, they launched a website called Why Don't We Own This? Joining us is Alex Alsop, who's the Chief Products Officer for Loveland Technologies, which runs the site. Hello, Alex.
Hello, thank you.
What is whydon'tweownthis.com?
Why Don't We Own This is a website that presents information on Detroit and Wayne County properties to the public, everything from ownership and assessment information to information on the tax status of properties in Detroit to information on the fast-approaching foreclosure auction this year and for every year since the foreclosure auction went online.
So who is it aimed at? Who uses the site?
You know, I think it's aimed at really anybody who's interested in learning about property in Detroit and certainly Detroit property owners, homeowners who may feel like the information around property ownership is opaque or difficult to access or difficult to understand. Certainly in the foreclosure auction, you know, this is something that affects 40,000 properties a year. And we try to present as much information, not just on properties as they go up for auction, but year-round to connect people with resources to help them understand how they can avoid foreclosure. There are really a lot of resources available for people who are facing tax foreclosure in Detroit, and we try to make those more apparent and more accessible.
So the idea is you found that sometimes people really don't understand where their house is in the foreclosure process?
Yes, that does happen. You know, it affects a lot of people. You know, most of the traditionally the way that you're informed of tax foreclosure is with a yellow baggie that's tacked to your front door and contains, you know, some legalese and explanation on what the situation is you're facing. And I think, you know, sometimes people are intimidated by that, or they don't get the message, or they don't, you know, don't quite understand how to address it. So we're trying to provide tools to people in the community who are affected, and also those who want to step up and help their neighbors understand what's going on and provide information that can you know, help people navigate this this maze.
Where did the idea come from, Alex, to say, let's try to make an interactive map where you could click on and see the status of houses?
Sure. This came out of, I think it was the last year that the foreclosure auction was done in person, which used to be a big to-do. Everybody had to go downtown, and you had to stand there and wait for, you know, your property to be read from the Bible of foreclosure auction properties and stand there and bid on it. And one of the founders of Loveland, Jerry Paffendorf, had gone down there and bid on a couple of properties in the auction and thought, wow, this is just a crazy experience and a crazy system. So the year after that, the auction process moved from in-person to online, and it was run by a website called Bid for Assets. So when the auction went online, I think it was 2011, what Loveland did was go to Bid for Assets, which presented very little information on these properties. Typically, when municipalities auction off properties or assets in a foreclosure auction, they're very concerned about information that they present being wrong and being liable for that inaccuracy, so they present as little information as possible.
Gotcha.
So Loveland went online and took all of the data off of the Bid for Assets site, just sort of pulled it onto our system and then put it on a map. And gave people tools to communicate around the properties that were going into the foreclosure auction, and just tried to create an ecosystem of more data and resources to help people understand what's going on. So initially it was just assessment information, ownership information, and all of the properties going into the tax foreclosure auction. But it's developed from that into really a year-round process of keeping up on what's going on with Detroit property.
That has to be very exhaustive, trying to stay ahead of that. We're talking about a lot of properties over a big area. How do you do it?
I guess we just do our best. Since 2011, you know, we've started to, I think we've gotten more cooperation, and we've developed some good relationships in the city and the county. So we're able to present information on certainly on foreclosure in a much more proactive way than we were initially, where we were just reacting to what went online and what was in the auction. So now we can present information, you know, months in advance, show people what properties are at risk of foreclosure, and then keep updates as the auction approaches, showing what properties have been removed, what properties are making payments towards payment plans to keep themselves out of the auction, and just try to make it a much more year-round process.
Alex, how do you feel that this private online database helps the city and helps the residents and the neighborhoods?
Well, it's not private. Our database is public, and I think that's one of the really key things that that we believe, is that, you know, that public information should be made accessible and available to the public. Typically, you know, all of the information that we present is accessible through existing city or county maintained databases, but a lot of these databases are clunky or difficult to access, or you have to pay, you know, some fee to look up what you're trying to see. So what we try to do is make a much more intuitive and responsive platform that presents that information clearly and isn't just a resource for looking at one data point in the context of one property, but really being able to see, well, what's going on around that property? How is the neighborhood trending? What's the future look like for, you know, properties that are at risk of tax foreclosure, not just this year, but two years or 3 years into the future?
I know that the site's, you know, new in a sense over the last couple of years. What are your hopes for this database in ways that it could help the city and residents and their neighborhoods?
That it continues to grow, that we continue to improve the tool. I think that we hope to encourage more openness around data and the possibilities of what open data can do for people, that it makes it easier to invest in properties in Detroit, that it makes it easier to monitor those investments so that people aren't just speculating on land. As properties are purchased, neighbors have a place to say, hey, this is what's going on with this property that somebody bought. Hmm. That there's just a more transparent and collaborative approach to, you know, what's happening with property in the city.
Alex Alsop of Loveland Technologies, which runs the site WhyDon'tWeOwnThis.com. Alex, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Certainly. Thank you.